On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Parents, have your kids ever hacked your social media? Like, truly, have they somehow, with like, whether accidental or on purpose, have they hacked your social media? Because this recently happened to Kim Kardashian, where on her account, on her story, it basically shared a promo for her 9-year-old son, Saint, his YouTube channel.
What's the story?
And the way that it was posted on her story, like, it didn't go along with like the normal aesthetic of all her other things, and then fans started to comment on it, and they were like, Saint, give your mother back her phone. Like, it was very it was very clear that he definitely shared his own promo for people to follow his YouTube channel on Kim Kardashian, on his mother's Instagram account.
It wasn't by mistake. It was like he got onto her account and was like, hey
everyone, follow me on YouTube.
Okay, got it.
And when I saw this, it was hilarious, but then I also, it kind of made me think about like, I'm sure that this is actually a lot more common than we think, where I think it's one of two things. I think maybe accidentally your kid could possibly like post a photo of you on your story, right?
Yeah.
Because like they could be watching something on your phone, or
true,
just posting anything on social media, or them purposely, like 9-year-old Saint, literally advertising his own YouTube channel on his mom's social media.
That could be actually really dangerous. And I never thought of that before, because we've all probably accidentally done it ourselves before, where we've posted things accidentally on our own social media. But I'm guessing the access that you just give your kids, I see y'all just be like,
you're watching
a
show, playing a game.
Right. Hey, you give your kid your phone. They're just messing around. I'm sure there's got to be a story that we can solicit for right now. 410-583-1065. Is there any parent listening right now? And let's see, we might not get a call on this, but has your kid ever posted something on your social media before? Maybe either accidentally or on purpose.
And thinking that it was cute or it was funny, or they just wanted to share something, like a photo of themselves.
Let's see if we can find a story like that. Hey, Mix, good morning. Who's this?
This is Jamie.
Jamie, did your kid ever post something on your social media that was unsolicited by you?
All the time. She asks. She goes on my Facebook and asks my friends to send feet pictures.
What?
Okay.
Hang on. Did you say feet pictures?
Yes.
Feet.
Okay. Hang on. Okay. All right. Hold on. Everyone, chill. It's clearly a Friday show today.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait. Is this? First of all, how old is your son?
Well, it's my daughter, and this started when she was about, like, 16.
She's 16. Now, is she like, genuinely asking for her own entertainment, or is she being funny?
Or is she
like,
selling these?
This is just for entertainment purposes. Like, let's just be silly.
Be silly. Silly. Not for her own
to
pleasure.
Flood.
Okay.
To flood your page.
So
yeah,
she,
to flood your page with all of your friends' feet pics. Wait, another question. Are they actually sending you feet pics?
They are, but not of their own feet. Like, they'll Google the most disgusting feet you could possibly have, and
wow,
then they'll upload them.
How long do these posts stay up for? Because, I mean, I'd be humiliated if, like, I mean, because who knows who all's connected on your social media? Like coworkers, you know, employers?
Oh, yeah. It'll stay up unless I choose to delete it.
So how long? Like, how long until you finally find out these things are up there?
Well, the first, because I wasn't really big on Facebook for a bit there.
Yeah.
So I would say I probably went about a week before I knew.
Wait,
and I was like, dang, that's a lot of
feet.
And I kept seeing people commenting on your, and I was like, well, I don't remember posting anything.
Wait, I have another question. Is she posting it from herself, or is she posting it like you're the one that's asking for the feet pics?
Like me, I'm the one asking.
Like, I'm really genuinely.
Why
just,
would
like,
she do that to you?
Yeah,
that's lovely.
Yep.
That's a lovely way of use of mom's social media. Wow, that's a
happy Mother's Day.
Exactly.
I don't think we could have asked for a better call, but thank you so much, Jamie. That's the call we needed. Anybody listening right now that your kid posts on your social media, like what are they posting? Like, was it an accident? Was it on purpose? Anna and Lisa, hi guys.
Thank you. Hi.
So,
Hello. Wait,
mom is who?
I'm Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Mom.
Anna, you go into mom's, Lisa's Instagram?
Yeah.
And you
I
said,
only did it once.
You only did it once. Why, what were you doing?
A couple of times. I like loved Wicked and Taylor Swift at the time. I still do.
Yeah,
and
same.
I went on Mary Kate Murphy's account. I was like, hey, me and my daughter just saw you. We love you so much.
Oh, yeah.
I like put it on my mom's point of view, sort of.
Yeah.
Oh, so you were sending it as your mom.
Wait, why wouldn't you send it as you? Why wouldn't you just say that it was you?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Sneaky? I don't know.
I saw that she messaged them, so like I went in and deleted them.
Wait, why delete it?
Wait, why'd you delete
them? Why delete it?
She could have answered and we could have been her bestie.
Could have been her bestie, Mom.
We'll never know.
Yeah,
what if she got Wicked tickets? Or wait, Taylor Swift could have seen the message.
Yeah, like what?
She's looking at me with the eyes saying, Mom, I told you so. So y'all are not helping me right now.
Yeah, but Mom, this could have been it.
Missed opportunity.
You know what I mean?
She was like, Mom, we have to call in and tell them how I message people from your
Yeah, no, it's funny. It's funny. Well, we'll tell your mom Happy Mother's Day. Can we do it live
Thank
on the radio?
You.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. Anybody you know that Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, Happy Mother's Day to all the moms. To all the moms. Yeah, thank you guys for calling us too.
To all the moms.
Yeah.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. Thank you so much for saying that.
This is Cindy in Columbia on one.
Hi, Cindy. Good morning.
Hey, Kramer. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
What happened? Your kid got into your social media. What did they do with it, though?
My daughter will go into Facebook dating under my profile.
Oh, God.
And she'll heart the men that she thinks are interesting for me.
No.
Not matchmaker?
Now, hang on.
Yes.
Hang on. Is this, do you like her? I'm trying to like digest this.
Yeah,
for a
is
second.
This behind your back?
Do you like her doing this? Is it weird? Like, I'm trying to get the vibe here.
Okay. So initially, my kids were like, oh, you need to find someone. You need to get back out into the dating field and blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, I'm not into it, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And so then my daughter was like, she was like sick of me and said, this is what she said after the fact. I'm going to find someone for you.
Yeah.
And come to find out, a lot of the choices that she made were decent for me.
Okay.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah.
Yeah. And one of the guys that I'm actually talking to was one of the ones that she actually picked.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Wait, I actually really love that because she's looking for you, but she's also like looking for the fam because this is for all of you guys. Yeah,
absolutely.
So it kind of worked out.
It did kind of work out. At first, it was a little. I felt like my privacy was being violated.
Right.
Yes. Absolutely.
But still worked out.
Hey, thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily. And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars. Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore, and check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.